Overreaction, written by Victoria Scarf and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Fox slash Wolf and is additionally tagged with injury. "You two are overreacting," Fox grumbled, Wolf hanging off one side and Cody pressed in on the other. "To what?" Cody asked, bare face smashed into Fox's shoulder. "This," Fox said, and would have waved one hand around, except it was pinned to him by Wolf's body. "I'm fine. Everything is fine."
"You're gonna have a scar," Wolf muttered.
"So?" Fox asked. "We'll match then," and Wolf huffed. "All three of us. Cody got his in a much stupider way." "Hey," Cody grumbled, though it was a little hard to hear him since he hadn't lifted his head.
"It's not like the three of us get to be on Coruscant together all that often," Wolf pointed out. "Even now with your injury, it's more luck than because we wanted to come."
Looking at the far wall, Fox took one breath and then another. "I'm fine," he insisted, instead of releasing any of the other things he almost wanted to say, like that he missed both of them when they were gone, or that he was glad they were there, or that sometimes he truly felt afraid on Coruscant and wished they could have stayed.
"Of course you are, Fox," Wolf said. "You're always fine."
"Better now that you're here," Fox grit out, a little like the words pained him. Cody lifted his head, grinning widely. "Was that a hint of vulnerability from you?"
"Shut up, Cody. You're the one clinging to me because I got a little burned."
"A little burned?" Cody repeated in disbelief. "You also got a little stabbed?"
"Pedantic," Fox dismissed. "And pinned without backup," Wolf said.
"Did both of you read the report or something?" Fox grumbled.
"Well, we had to do something to distract ourselves on the trip here," Wolf said. "Aside from, you know, imagining the worst."
Still pinned between them, Fox took another deep breath. He wanted to pull both of them closer, but couldn't with how they sat.
"I'm fine," he repeated. "I'm here," another breath, "and so are you."
He felt Cody grin into his shoulder. "And so are we."
"So you'd better be willing to do something with this rare opportunity," Fox continued.
"You're still injured," Wolf said.
"Like that's ever stopped us,"
Fox protested, as Cody reached up, turning Fox's head around to press their mouths together. Fox finally felt something unfurl inside him, the tightness that only relaxed when both of the others were with him.
"Please," Fox whispered. "I've missed you."
It wasn't often the 212th and the 104th did joint missions, but they were more likely to run into each other out there than Fox was to have either of them on his planet.
"More vulnerability,"
Wolf laughed beside him, as Cody shifted around to half sit on Fox's lap, letting Fox curl his now freed arm around his back.
"You must have hit your head, too."
"Shut up," Fox muttered again, Cody breaking the kiss.
"Put your mouth to better use."
Half smirking and half grinning, Wolf obliged. The end.